What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Joining us on the line now is Michael Taylor. He's a shining example of resilience and determination, having overcome immense personal challenges to become a renowned life coach, motivational speaker, and best-selling author. His latest book, Stop Blaming Men for All the Problems, How Men's Work is Changing the World for the Better, draws on 25 years of experience specializing in men's work. In the book, he delves into the shifting landscape of manhood and masculinity, offering a refreshing take on how these changes can be harnessed to address pressing societal issues. Welcome to the show, Michael. Are you there, Michael?
Yes, we are, Hannah.
Ah, fantastic. Great to have you with us. Thank you. So I mentioned in the introduction about all the things that you kind of overcame to be where you are today. Can you just tell us about some of the things that you've been through? You were even homeless for a while.
Yeah, at the age of 23, I was living the American dream. I had the house, the wife, the 2.5 kids and all of that. And by society standards, I was pretty successful. In about a 6-year time frame, my dream turned into a nightmare as I went through a divorce, bankruptcy, foreclosure, and a deep state of depression. And I was homeless for 2 years living out of my car.
Wow.
And during that time, I asked myself a simple question. What does it mean to be a man? Because I'd done everything I thought a man was supposed to do to be happy, and I was absolutely miserable. So I had to figure out how to change that, and I began my journey of transformation.
Wow, amazing. Well done, you. So it was a real choice that you made then.
Yeah, it was an unconscious choice. It was the fact that I was in so much pain, I had to do something. And so that something was, I began by, first of all, gaining the courage to go to therapy and to deal with some issues there. And after going to therapy, I started attending workshops and seminars and reading books on personal development and just tried to figure out, you know, this whole idea of manhood and masculinity. And so after recovering from all of that, I decided to share the lessons I learned with other men, and I started writing books.
Yeah, interesting. And why did you decide particularly to focus on men and men's issues?
Well, because when I went through my divorce, I went to the bookstore and I wanted to find some books to read on dealing with the stuff I was dealing with. And I just couldn't find any books specifically for men that really talked directly about, you know, divorce and children and things like that. So I said, you know, there needs to be books out there because I know I can't be the only guy that's gone through this. And so I decided to start writing back in 1995.
Yeah, that's amazing. And why is it, do you think, that men, I'm obviously going by the title of your book, Stop Blaming Men for All of the Problems. Why do you think often in society men do get the blame for a lot of stuff?
Well, if you look at mainstream media, you're going to see pretty much a lot of negative stories regarding men. We hear stories of infidelity and corporate corruption and domestic abuse and rape and things like that, which permeates our news cycle all the time. And so when you pay attention to mainstream media, you may conclude, you know, men are the bad guys.
Mm.
Well, I believe men aren't the problem. The problem is too many men are trapped in what I'll call an antiquated paradigm of masculinity. And so what my work is about is changing that paradigm and empowering men.
Yeah, great. I like that. So what kind of feedback are you getting so far when you've been working with clients?
Well, it's actually pretty amazing because unfortunately for men, most of us, it isn't until we're in so much pain that we decide to, you know, seek support. And I think the three most difficult words for any man to say is, I need help. And so by creating this platform, what I'm doing is I'm giving men permission to say, you know what, I need help, and to not be afraid of that or ashamed of that, and be willing to transform themselves. And men are very open and receptive, because I think men are hungry for something new and different as men.
Yeah. So what are some of the issues that you look at in the book then?
Well, I start by challenging men to look at collectively as men. If you look throughout society, you know, we were conditioned to believe that we had primarily three responsibilities, what I call the three P's: procreate, provide, and protect. And so as men, that's what we do. We try to procreate, provide, and protect. But unfortunately, what society didn't teach us was how to connect. And what we long for is connection. And so one of the things I talk about is specifically for men, we live in a culture that said that, you know, feelings are for women. And most men are disconnected from how they feel and their emotions because they don't want to appear weak. Mm. And so I really challenge men to embrace the idea that it's absolutely okay to be in touch with how you feel and to express how you feel. And that's the foundation of my work, challenging men to understand that they have feelings and it should be okay for them to express them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true, isn't it? You know, when we think about relationships breaking down, normally romantic relationships, but also any kind of relationship, friendships or issues in the workplace, I suppose, one of the main reasons is communication and or lack of communication, you know, not understanding where each other is coming from, not understanding what each other's issues are. And if the man in the relationship isn't able to kind of communicate that or share his frustrations or worries with his partner, then, you know, they're not going to be solved, are they?
Right. But see, here's the thing. I discovered what I call the five illusions of manhood. And in that five illusions, the first illusion is to be a man, you must be non-emotional and disconnected. And so culturally, that's something we as men have been conditioned to believe. We aren't supposed to feel. We aren't supposed to express how we feel. So getting men to recognize that you can't be relational if you're unwilling to be emotional. And so men have to learn to be emotional so they can relate better. And when you start talking about communication, communication is really about emotions. It's about sharing how you feel. And unfortunately, as men, a lot of us don't have the tools to do that. And that's what my work helps men do.
Mm. Yeah. Do you think it's massively beneficial for men who have issues men who are having issues in these areas? Do you think it would help for them to go and get external help, ideally from another man, as opposed to having their female partner trying to explain these kind of things to them?
Well, there's an amazing power that comes from men who are willing and open enough to be vulnerable with each other, to create a safe space where men feel comfortable sharing and speaking from their heart. Now, this is somewhat of a new idea because, again, men's work is about changing the paradigm of masculinity. And so, again, what I've seen over the past 20, 25 years is more and more men are becoming willing to have this conversation, which is one of the reasons for my optimism, that men are starting to wake up and to realize that they want to have deeper experiences of life. And deeper experiences of life come from knowing who we are, being in touch with our emotions, being able to express them, and creating a network in which we can speak openly and honestly about the challenges that we deal with every day. So unfortunately, too many times as men, we try to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And so now it's time to kind of take that weight off and connect with each other.
Yeah. We talk a lot on the radio about the huge differences in general between female friendships and male friendships and how much women generally tend to share with each other compared to men, you know, when guys get together, which in general is less than girls getting together, that what they talk about can often be very, very different. You know, men don't necessarily share a lot of personal details or ask questions about their relationships or share their worries about their relationships with their mates in the same way that women do.
Well, yeah, and once again, we're talking about societal and cultural conditioning. we've been conditioned to believe that that's okay for women to be that open and vulnerable. But at the same time, men have the exact same experience when it comes to emotions. It's just that we have been conditioned not to express them. Several reasons why. Number one, there's a fear of being homophobic, you know, being called gay because you're talking about how you feel. And so men really struggle with that because they don't want to appear gay. Also, there's this fear of this label called feminine. Men don't want to say, oh, I don't have feminine energy. I don't have feminine traits. You know, I'm a man. I'm masculine. So what happens is we disconnect from that important aspect of our lives, which are the emotional side. So in our society, you know, we've been taught that there's such a thing called women's intuition. But men are just as intuitive as women. We've just been conditioned not to be because we don't know how to stay in touch with our emotions. And that's really important.
Yeah, it must be wonderful if you can getting a group of guys together so they're all experiencing this at the same time. Because when you have, if you've got one guy that's kind of going to therapy and making these changes, for him to suddenly do that with his friends might be difficult. You kind of want everybody to be learning at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's why it's important to have men's groups, and that's what my work is about. And once again, my reasons for optimism is that back in, you know, the 90s when I started this, there were very few resources for men to come together on a regular basis to talk about some of these issues. But now there's all sorts of online men's group. There's men's coaches. There's a program called the New Warrior Training Adventure, which is a 3-day workshop specifically for men, which is really powerful. So there's lots of resources for men. The question becomes, how many men are going to be courageous enough to engage in this conversation and to surround themselves with other like-minded men that can support and empower them to embrace this new paradigm of masculinity that I'm talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's brilliant. I can see it would be make a huge difference, not just to the men's lives, but to the women's lives. You know, if men are learning from this and are feeling better about themselves and becoming better communicators and things, then the women are going to benefit at the end of the day.
Absolutely. The women and, of course, the children also.
Yeah.
Because, again, we as men, we've been taught that, you know, we're supposed to be the disciplinarians, right? We say that, you know, the women are the nurturers, but men can be just as nurturing as women. Mm-hmm. Once again, it's just that we've been conditioned not to be. And so this new paradigm of masculinity that I'm writing and speaking about is simply men deciding, you know what? I want to be able to express who I am authentically. I want to be able to speak from my heart, not just my head, and really connect with others. And it's challenging at the beginning, but at the same time, when one man gains the courage to start it, and then other men start joining it, then it creates this movement, if you will. And I think the so-called men's movement actually started back in the 80s. There was a guy named Robert Bly, wrote a book called Iron John, and he was one of the first guys that really advocated this idea of men's work. And so now it's really evolved since then to a really powerful movement in which men are saying and taking full responsibility for their lives and being happy.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, how things change over time to do with traditional gender roles. You know, gone are the days where the man's job is to go out for work and bring home the money, while the women are staying at home and looking after the children and doing cleaning the house and everything. There are, of course, plenty of families that still function like that perfectly well, but it's not necessarily the norm. It's not necessarily what people expect everybody to do. Some people do the absolute opposite. The wife goes out and earns the money while there's a stay-at-home dad, and that's much more acceptable now than it was 30 years ago.
Absolutely. And again, I think the feminist movement actually started this wave. So, for example, you know, obviously there was a time, especially here in America, where, you know, women couldn't vote. You know, women were supposed to stay home barefoot and pregnant and take care of their husbands. Well, women decided, no, that's not what we want to do. You know, we want to have careers. We want, you know, and now you've got, you know, women in all segments of society doing amazing things. You know, the vice president of the United States is a female. People don't realize it here in America that for the first time, there are actually more women in the workforce than men. There's also more women graduating from college than men. So the roles are changing, and the question becomes, how many of us as men are willing to keep up with these positive changing roles? And that's what my work is about.
Yeah, great stuff. Well, if people want to get a copy of the book, Stop Blaming Men for All the Problems, it's available on our website, tre.radio, and it's by Michael Taylor, who we've been chatting with today. Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Anna, thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to share this positive message.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.